The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Junk Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of sportsy stuff. Little Astros, little Rockets, a little bit of everything. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. Okay, so this is going to be close. When I started the show, computer was at 60%. 1 hour in, 41%.
You're on pace. On pace, I would say you're good.
I should be okay. We'll see how it goes. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
I think you got this, friend.
I hope so. I hope so. But I'm trying not to run too much extra stuff. So there you go. Caleb says, 975 listeners care enough about soccer for you to have Glenn do a show once a week. If we're such a hot topic, people would be clamoring for more.
Wait a minute.
That's coming from someone who doesn't care about soccer but loves listening to Glenn talk about it. I love listening to Glenn talk about it, too.
But, I mean, I'm not saying that we don't care about it. I'm just saying that Fred and I aren't knowledgeable in it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when it comes around the World Cup, we'll talk about it then. You know, if there's something involving the U.S.
We'll talk about it very vaguely,
yeah,
by the way.
But if there's something topical that's outside of, you know, players on the pitch – and who might win? Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing.
Like, what was that guy? Roma and Liverpool? Is that what he was talking about? Or Roma and so? I don't know. I can't name one player on any of those teams. I don't know. It's just not in my. It's not in my my knowledge base. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? I got to know everything.
Yeah, you do. That's how it works.
Okay. Well, I'm a sports radio failure then because I don't know everything.
No, you should know everything, AJ. And if not, you yell loud enough till people think you do.
People just...
That's how it works.
Well, he's loud, must be smart.
Yeah, that's how things work these days. You can check us out on the live stream, livestream.com/GalMedia, if you want to see us sitting here doing radio.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm figuring out here that this is a good idea. We need to pass this on to the ad sales folks to sell the back of my computer for the live stream. I think that's a really good idea. Yours is kind of at an angle.
I mean, we could probably sell mine for less.
We could probably sell the side of yours.
Okay.
Like something really small, like on the side of a book. That would work. You know what? Let's try a call from Brad. Let's see if this works out. Been hit and miss so far. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. What's up, bud?
So you guys weren't too high on the Denzel Ward pick from the Browns. I saw an article on Yahoo that said that they analyzed how many times some of their defensive ends were really close to the quarterback and couldn't sack them, and that their cornerbacks were so bad that the quarterbacks didn't have to delay to throw the ball. But drafting a high-level cornerback may give those defensive ends the time they need to sack the quarterback. So
well,
I'm curious if that changes your opinion on that pick.
No, it doesn't, because Fred and I discussed if they wanted a high-level cornerback, they could have just kept Joe Hayden and then taken Bradley Chubb and had more pass rush. And the best way to cover up a bad secondary is to have an awesome pass rush. And, again, I don't think the Ward pick was awful. It was just it was surprising for them to take a player like that when arguably the best player in the entire draft was still available to them at four.
And if the whole thing is if you think you're covered because you have Myles Garrett, you always need more of those guys.
You can't have enough of them.
And
corners are important too.
And throw in the fact that I didn't like their first overall pick, then yeah, I I mean, to me, if they'd at least got out of there with Chubb, I'd have felt a lot better about that.
Yeah.
But no. Mm-hmm. Dustin says, always keep an extra laptop charger at work. Then I have to go buy an extra laptop charger. I always have it with me. Yeah, I always have it with me. This is the first time that I've forgotten a charger in my entire career of doing radio here. It's always in my bag. It was just a dumb thing where I was distracted because I was trying to do too many things today, and I forgot it because I moved it. Because I had to use my other computer to do some other stuff. God, boy, I'll tell you what, not to be a honk for Apple or anything, but I could never go back to
those
old laptops because I had to use that one for something because I was doing two things at once. And I'm using that old freaking Dell, and I mean, it's slower than me trying to run a 40-yard dash. It was just brutal. And I mean, I got the work done, but it was like, never again. 713-780-ESPN. Scott in Deer Park says, thank NASCAR. Sell every inch to the sponsors.
Yep.
Yeah, that's you know what? I'll get me a shirt. Like, I'll get me one of those jackets like the NASCAR guys have that have patches of everything on them.
Yeah.
I'll do that. All right, so we do have, I got to find it now. Do you want to see how cultured we are this?
Let's do it.
Okay, because I'll say this. The whoever it is that's doing the music at the League City Music Festival and Barbecue Cook-Off, they're pleasant to look at.
Okay.
So, all right, so here we go. Thursday, Sean Astin's candid talk. He's going to discuss his experiences living with a parent who had bipolar disorder, late actress Patty Duke. Starts at noon. So he's basically going to talk to people. Sean Astin.
That's a pass for me.
Yeah, I'm passing on that.
Wasn't Sean Astin in Encino Man?
He was in Encino Man, Stranger Things. He was in Lord of the Rings. He ballooned up a little bit noise, for Stranger Things.
But no, I don't care
for me,
that.
Jong.
No.
Okay. Whiskey, the Whiskey Extravaganza. We'll feature more than 100 varieties of single malts, bourbons, premium scotch whiskeys, and other concoctions that it doesn't say where this is. Starts at 6 p.m. also on Thursday. After yesterday, I can't drink whiskey.
Yeah, I'm good on whiskey for a while.
So I'm out. John?
That's a no for me.
Okay.
John ended up with chicken on his head.
The League City Music Festival and Barbecue Cook-Off combines two things, live music and barbecue. Kicks off Thursday with the cook-off happening at the barbecue tent. Friday, we'll have performances from Southern Shanks Band, Bag of Donuts, and Sammy Kershaw. I think that's Clayton's brother. Saturday, we'll feature Sierra Bernal, Mike and the Moon Pies, Shiny Ribs, and Maddie and Tay. I think the photo was Maddie and Tay. All proceeds go to children's activities and charities. Starts at 6 p.m. Actually, sounds okay, but it's League City, so no.
Yeah.
When is this?
League City.
No, when?
Starts Thursday.
Oh, I would go, except we'll be on air.
Yeah, but it's also Friday and Saturday. You got all week.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should go.
Maybe. Right. I'm a maybe, because I'm usually down there anyway.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you as a, yeah, you guys are going this weekend. Okay, so we got to have some of these, right? Friday, May the 4th, Sausage and Brew at the Houston Polish Festival. Three-day Houston Polish Festival is to remind people of the rich history and culture that comes from that charming country.
I mean, sausage and beer does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
I'm not really telling us here. I have to click on another link to find out where it is. Mm. I'm not a fan of that. So
yeah, it's honestly a no.
1731 Blaylock Drive, which I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
That doesn't help.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to that. I'm not going to a festival. I can't do it.
Kathleen Madigan.
I think Blaylock, it should be around where, like, Memorial, West Houston.
Okay. But that's a no for me, even though it does sound appealing. If it were right in my backyard, I would go.
I mean, I've been to it before.
Yeah?
But I don't know if I'm going to go this weekend.
Okay, so I'll go a no across the board. Kathleen Madigan.
Kathleen Turner?
No, she's a no-nonsense comedian with a flair for making working-class audiences chuckle. She would probably laugh in your face if you referred to her as a blue-collar comic. So I'm guessing she's like a, you know, Larry the Cable Guy type female comic. Show starts at 7. That's at the Revention Music Center. I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
All right. Keels and Wheels, which is the boats and cars thing out at Kima. No? No. Okay, I'm out on that. The Shop at Bayou Bend will have a new home this weekend, moving to the cottage by... Yeah, that's a no. Free comic book day at Bedrock Comic City Company. Used to do the business with them.
Yeah, free John, comic day?
John, yeah, free. There'll be many comic book stores in Houston around the country that'll take part in free comic book day, where stores lure in possible customers with the promise of free comic art.
Did you get free comic books?
It says several Houston-based artists will be around to talk, shop, and sign stuff. And this sounds like something you should go to for your comic cast.
I should take one of our posters to go and set up a little table and say, hey, I'll be signing autographs too.
There you go. There you go. So I'm going to say John would go to that. We probably wouldn't. Wet and Wild Splash Town opens for its 2018 season this weekend. Have you taken the kids there?
My kids have never been there. We always go to... We go to New Braunfels. Yeah, we go to Schlitterbahn. I'm a water park snob.
All right, so that's a no for me too. The Palestine Film Festival.
Yes.
Now in its 12th year, the 2-week fest will start off at the Museum of Fine Arts with the screenings of the documentary Ghost Hunting, the father-son drama Wajib. It was nominated for a Best Foreign Film Oscar earlier this year. I'm going to go with no.
No, I'll go to that.
You're going to go to the Palestine Film Festival?
No.
No, of course you're not. All right, here's Sunday. I'm still on the Schneid here.
I thought you said the Bierstein Film Festival.
Well, no, that I would go to. The Walk to End Bladder Cancer at Terry Hershey Park.
I mean, I'm against cancer, but I don't want to walk.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk anywhere. And then finally, I guess it's short for Jambalaya, a 3-day traveling hip-hop roadshow that hits 3 Texas cities. Dallas, Austin, and Houston. Top tier lineup with NC superstar J. Cole, Migos, Kevin Gates, Playboi Carti, and Young Thug.
No.
Bun B and Trey the Truth are also scheduled to perform.
No. It's not enough.
Where is this?
It is at the, drum roll please, Sam Houston Race Park.
Oh. Huh.
But that's Sunday. I'm going to be out there Saturday, so I don't know that I'll go 2 days in a row.
It's not very far from my house.
It's kind of far, but that'd be something I'd be interested in.
Kind of far for you. Okay. Well, that's a yes.
Do you like J. Cole?
Yeah, I like J. Cole.
Okay. Denny says, $135 for the whiskey event. Why not just get a bottle of your favorite scotch and save a few bucks?
Well, at least this way you get to try a bunch of stuff.
I'll tell you. I would say probably 4 of the 6 bottles that we had yesterday, at least 3 of the 6, you can't just go to Specs and buy.
No, like no. A couple of those you can only get at the places that we're partnering up with them.
Yeah, because they're like...
And I know that Whitmire's you can't get anymore.
Barrel Select stuff. Yeah,
that was like, Barrel Select that they did with the Whiskey Society. So, yeah, I mean...
And that's
the kind of stuff they'll have there. That's worthwhile. I highly recommend. All right.
You know who I talked to today? My friends at Bill Advisor.
Yeah, so you got your bills down?
Yeah, they're lowering my rates. They're helping me out with Sirius satellite radio. Yeah, and they can help. They can help our listeners. They're trying to help you save money. That's all they want to do. If you say, hey, what do you guys want to do today? They're going to say, we want to save you money. That's it. And they do it. They've done it for a lot of people. In fact, they're saving about $800 on average for our listeners. But that's just the beginning. That, you know, if you get $800, that's awesome. $800 a year. Some guys saving way more. Kelly E from Fort Worth saved $1,709 on her TV and internet bills. Lawrence S from Friendswood saved $2,316 on home, auto, insurance, TV, and internet bills. And then Eric J from Lee City saved $2,554. On his home insurance, TV, and internet bills. It's crazy. $2,554. You could do something with it. You could go to the Whiskey Festival and then have like $2,300 left over to spend on whatever you want. It's really simple to get started with Bill Advisor. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to take your information and they're going to start working for you and they're going to save you money. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. Boy, I'm boy, we are floating on the beyond, going to-
till they take my brain and mouth them CDC yards. Prison system broken, racial war commotion until the president.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I got loyalty.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Buddy Christina says her daughter's dad, Maddie, is a comic book artist. He'll be at Bedrock City Comics this weekend. I believe the one off Westheimer or Richmond. So there you go. Go check his stuff out. All right, let's try a phone call. I don't know, what are the odds Wednesday? Gabriel, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was at the Astros game yesterday. Such a great performance by Verlander. But I wasn't bummed out because three seats to my right was Jose Cruz sitting there. I decided to treat myself some dugout seats. And then later on after the first inning, one row in front of me to my right, where literally I can tap his shoulder, Jack White was at the game.
Oh, really?
And I was actually kind of starstruck. He was there with the whole band, and then we looked him up on the phone, like, doesn't he have a show tonight? So he left around the fourth so he can make it to the Revention Center to perform at 9 o'clock.
Very cool.
But we had three innings with Jack Black. I didn't want to bother him with pitchers or anything like that. I just told him, like, hey, one more cup of coffee was our deployment song when we were overseas. And he just, you know, gave the shrug and all that. So it was pretty cool. I want to share that with you guys.
Very cool. Good times. Yeah. I saw something. There were five Hall of Famers in the building.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is
Jack White.
That's pretty odd. And Jack White. And Jose Cruz.
Yeah. Okay, I found this list I was talking about that ranks the quarterback situation.
All right.
And it includes salary based on the current starter, the backup, and the future outlook. I'm already disagreeing with number 32. They have the Broncos.
Okay.
31, they have the Jaguars.
I mean, 32's the Broncos, it's pretty bad.
It's bad, but it's not. I mean, certainly there's got to be worse than that, right?
I mean.
You don't know if Paxton Lynch is going to be your future guy and Case Keenum is. I mean, he's.
Yeah, I think that's probably a little harsh on Case Keenum, but yeah, okay.
31, the Jaguars. Okay. I don't mind. I mean,
Blake Bortles ain't great.
No.
He ain't the worst quarterback in the league.
And I like Kessler as a backup. So
I do too.
I think that's too low. Buffalo at 30.
Again, I mean, you got two guys with potential there.
I like A.J. McCarron. I do. I don't really like Allen, but if he doesn't turn out, I think McCarron will.
Yeah.
Okay, 29, your Bengals.
Again, Andy Dalton ain't, he ain't great, but yeah. He ain't the worst quarterback. You know, he ain't that far down the list, I don't think.
28, Washington. They say Alex Smith is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins, but he's 33 and making a lot of money. We'll need to find its quarterback of the future in next year's draft. But he's only 33. You don't need to find your quarterback of the future for probably three more years the way he plays.
I don't think that's fair. And if Baker Mayfield turns out to be Alex Smith, isn't that like a massive win?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now, Alex Smith is already Alex Smith.
Right.
And Baker Mayfield's done nothing.
Baltimore Ravens, 27. Says Flacco's overpaid. Lamar Jackson is a major project, and RG3 as well. RG3.
Yeah, that's true.
Said they could be 3 years away from getting good quarterback play if Jackson pans out. At 26, you're Houston Texans, and they say this is probably the biggest surprise on the list, but Deshaun Watson's tape is full of red flags.
Okay.
And tearing an ACL for a second time should be a major concern for the Texans.
That is a concern.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but his tape is full of red flags?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to go with I respectfully disagree, sir. I mean, there's concerns about whether or not he can be that effective, but I shouldn't see any red flags. And said an even bigger concern is the possibility of Brandon Whedon starting football games if Watson isn't back for week one. That's fair. 25, Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know.
I think I'd have that way lower.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, we don't know. They have the Bears at 24.
I think I'd have that lower. I saw a couple good things out of Trubisky last year, but
we don't know. Again, that's
Was Trubisky better than Alex Smith last year?
No.
I mean, give me a break.
No. Oakland at 23. Again, you know, I guess they're worried about Carr because EJ Manuel's the backup. And Carr's coming off an injury, but okay. Cleveland Browns 22. I'm sorry, that's too high. Yeah. I like Taylor, but Baker Mayfield, okay.
Yeah, would you rather have Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield?
And Tyrod Taylor.
I'll take Derek Carr.
What about this? 21, your Miami Dolphins.
Oh, God.
They say Ryan Tannehill is an underrated franchise quarterback.
Who wrote this?
The guy's name is, I got to go back to the top to find it, Steven Ruiz of USA Today.
He doesn't know anything about football.
I don't know. Ryan Tannehill, better than Derek Carr in his mind. I'm going to go with too high, Dolphin.
Ryan Tannehill, who has had one winning season in his career, and that was because it got cut short by injury. He didn't have time to lose more games. Give me a break.
Yeah, they have. Okay, here's a team that I.
But also, Joe Flacco's overpaid. I know he's.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know he's there in the playoffs.
Here's another one. Okay, and the Raiders are kind of my standard. And I'm still a little. I'm not crazy about the Texans being that low. I would not have Watson below Patrick Mahomes and Trubisky, but that's okay. If you want to say it's because of Brandon Weeden, fine, in injuries. I got you. But I would not have Cleveland ahead. I would not have Miami ahead. And I'd have neither of those teams ahead of the Raiders. Here's another one I wouldn't have ahead of the Raiders. The New York Jets.
Well, they drafted Sam Darnold.
I know, but now Sam Darnold's better than Derek Carr?
If you had a high draft pick, you win the game.
All right, here's the first team.
Unless you're Buffalo, and then you lose the game.
Okay, this one, to me, it's almost the same as the Raiders. The Rams. Goff had a great season last year. 2 years ago, Carr was having an MVP-type season and got hurt. And they made the playoffs, but he got hurt. So those two teams are fairly similar to me. Rams and Raiders. I probably trust the Raiders a little more, but I mean, they may have it with Goff, and we'll find out this year, I think. Tennessee, 18.
That's too high.
Yeah.
Like, what's Mariota done?
I mean, I like Luke Falk, but you hope he never sees the field, right?
I'm not trying to dog Marcus Mariota. I think he's pretty good, but he's another guy with
injury problems,
and he's a losing quarterback. It's been 3 years, but he's lost more games than he's won.
I like the fact that they're probably going to tail the offense to him a little more this year, but he's got to stay healthy. Having said that, Marcus Mariota or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Eli Manning or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got the Giants at 17. 16, San Francisco. Says, let's pump the brakes on Jimmy Garoppolo. His footwork and erratic deep ball accuracy are legitimate issues that could prevent
him. Let's pump the brakes on him and say he's 5 or 6 spots better than Derek Carr.
Okay.
You're the one not pumping the brakes,
It's not me. It's not me. I didn't write this.
To the writer.
I know, but I'm just letting you know what's going on here. Number 15, the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, that seems pretty fair.
Yeah, but I still would have. Isn't Derek Carr in this conversation?
Yeah,
where we are now.
But I would still rather have Derek Carr than Dak Prescott. Cowboy fan. I know. I'm not trying to piss them off, but
Jameis Winston or Derek Carr?
Oh boy, I forgot about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, who's played 3 seasons in the NFL and lost 10 games in 2 of those 3 seasons,
and stole a lot of crab legs.
Okay, yeah, I'll take.
See, here's another one. Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr?
That's at least reasonable.
And they have Trevor Siemian as a backup. So if we're talking about the whole situation.
Yeah, that might be better.
But we're talking about 10 spots different between these two
teams. That's absurd. That's a decision that would be tough to make. Like if you ask me, do I want Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins going forward?
Yeah. New Orleans Saints, 12. That's because they don't know how much longer Breeze has.
I mean.
Wow, boy. Here's one coming up at 10 that you're going to just say, you got to be bleeping kidding me.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, 11.
Okay. Again, it's a guy who, how much longer is he going to be around?
Yeah, but they also think Mason Rudolph may be the guy of the future, so.
Hey, well, they thought Landry Jones might be the guy of the future. Everybody thinks their backup that they just drafted is the guy of the future.
I know, but I didn't think that about Landry Jones, just so you know.
But you do think it about Mason Rudolph?
I think he's got a chance to be a better player than Landry Jones, but I don't think, you know, he'll have time to sit there, but if Ben's hurt, do I want to see him on the field? No. I'd take Ben over Derek Carr, absolutely. Arizona, number 10.
Well, but here's the question. Like, Ben and Drew Brees, would you take them over Derek Carr going forward?
I still think Ben's got 2 or 3 years left in him. So, okay. Yeah. That's a window where I could win a Super Bowl. So I absolutely keep Ben. Breeze, I don't know. That one is a different one. I might want Carr over him. I want to see Carr healthy this year, though. I'm getting a little concerned about him, too. Arizona at 10. Sam Bradford's a good quarterback when healthy. So was Yao Ming. Yao Ming was a good center when healthy. Josh Rosen gives him hope for the future. Mike Glennon isn't a starter, but might be the best QB3 in the league.
Agreed. But, I mean, are you going to weigh QB1 and QB3 the same?
Apparently so. So that's number 10.
That's ridiculous that Arizona is number 10.
I knew you would say that was ridiculous.
And I like Sam Bradford more than most people.
Yeah, well, even if you like Josh Rosen more than most people, basically they have the best QB3 in the league. That gets them in the top 10.
Okay.
And number 9 is your beloved Detroit Lions.
Okay.
That's probably about...
Yeah, Matt's right. That's fair.
Matt Castles is backup. Falcons at 8.
Okay.
Says he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he's about to break the team's salary cap, and his backup is Matt Schaub.
Honestly, Matt Schaub's not a bad backup, bro.
Yeah, well,
I hate to break this to you.
Matt Ryan's so durable, you never see him, and you shouldn't.
Yeah,
so.
I'd rather have Matt Schaub as a backup than a lot of these other guys.
7, the Chargers. Phillip Rivers
really?
With Geno Smith as his backup.
Yeah.
Again, that's another one. Phillip Rivers or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, kind
of
with you.
Well, you got a lot more years of Derek Carr ahead of you.
Number 6, the Carolina Panthers. Says they have nothing behind Cam Newton, but he's good enough to drag the team into the top 10.
Okay. Is he, though?
They signed Kyle Allen, for God's sakes. They can't have a good quarterback situation. Number 5, your New England Patriots.
All right.
Number 4, the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, this ranking is based on the assumption that Andrew Luck will fully recover from the. How do we know that? But they've also got, you know, Brisket.
I like Jacoby Brissett, but
yeah.
How can you say that when you put Deshaun Watson at 26?
Yeah, and we're talking about a guy who hasn't played in a year and a half.
You're assuming that guy won't be healthy, but Andrew Luck and Sam Bradford will be.
But would you rather have Brisket or Brandon Whedon?
I'd rather have Brisket.
But, I mean, 20...
Moist, please.
Yeah, 22 spots are different, though. Number 3, the Seattle Seahawks. They don't have anything behind him, though.
They really don't. And here's the other thing. When they talk about Matt Ryan putting the Falcons in salary cap hell, Russell Wilson did exactly that to Seattle.
Yeah. I actually saw a story that speculated should they trade Russell Wilson. And it's kind of like, you've kind of married yourself. Your team kind of depends on him now. Number 2, and this should be number 1 in my opinion, the Eagles. Because you got a Super Bowl MVP on the bench. And Carson Wentz.
That is a pretty good situation.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz has a pretty big up arrow. But Carson Wentz, much like Jared Goff, like, show me again.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to be like, Carson Wentz is God.
I saw enough out of him to feel pretty good about his future.
You know what bothers me? And obviously the Packers must be number 1
on this list. And of course, because DeShone Kizer got a raw deal in Cleveland and he'll get better coaching in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is, like, in some situations, this guy really weighed heavily on the backups.
Yeah.
And in some, he's just like, whatever. They don't have a backup. Who needs one? But, like, DeShone Kizer is suddenly good, even though you've never seen him be good? He sucks.
Yeah. It just caught me with the whole Watson thing, because I'm sorry. I don't see the red flags. Maybe Aubrey can find the red flags for you.
Maybe. Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Are he there, John?
Yeah, he's right there.
Hey, what's up, Aubrey?
Sunshine and birds are singing. How's it going?
Oh, going all right. Going sports.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are working, just all over town. It seems like sometimes it gets to where, you know, you're busier in Sugar Land or busier in Conroe. And it's just been like all the zip codes have been really hectic. And I tell you what, friends, that means people are having allergen problems or it's that spring clean time of year and everyone's unilaterally agreeing. Time to get something clean. When that crosses your mind, you dial 281 dirt free. 281 DIRTFRE with 1E. We come out to your home, start in the worst area. If you don't love your carpet, tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs, if you don't love what you see, we just don't charge you a dime. I mean, you're going to absolutely be infatuated with that worst area that we're going to start in, or it's not going to be a charge.
There's no soap chemical residues. It's a $100,000 machine doing the work. All we ask, you dial the number, give us a shot, start in the worst spot, and then to get the whole job done from there.
All right.
Three rooms, $100. We got a $100 free speed dry, so it's a good combination. Spend $100, get a free $100 speed dry, and I don't see how you can go wrong when you get after the worst area and make it happy. You know, make the customer happy in the worst spot.
Hard to beat that. Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always giving us the good deals. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. I'm at 28%. This is going to be close. I've used up a lot more juice here in the last hour.
Oh, Pornhub playing in the background?
No, I don't really have anything going on in the background. Hey, guys, does Beth drive a purple Challenger with her logo on the side?
Yes, she does.
I'm sitting in traffic next to her. Well, no, you're not, because I just saw her.
She's here in the building.
Yeah, she's here having dinner. So you might be sitting in traffic next to her car, or you might have been 10 minutes ago. So I got to figure out how to do this, because I have seats for Saturday. Here's what we got. You can join us at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday. Watch the Kentucky Derby in true Derby style. You get a 4-pack of tickets. You get to join me, watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby, broadcast live from Churchill Downs. Saturday, we'll have a special first post time for the quarter horses of 1 p.m. You can also enter in our Derby hat contest with a grand prize of $500. Actually, grand prize to first place is $500. Second is $300. Third is $100. I will be judging. So, Lady Blitzers, you know, not to get you any points, but I'll be judging.
So you're saying a man blitzer can't win this game?
I think of all the years I've done this, I've judged the hat contest for like 7 years now. I actually wrote a little thing for Culture Map on, here's three tips for you if you're going to do it. I think a dude has finished in the top three twice, and I think it's the same guy.
Okay.
You can also catch all the in-between race entertainment and excitement for the whole family. Sam Houston Race Park, come for the fun. I have to decide how to give these away, because I'm not going to just do caller 12, because a lot of you, if I just say something, then you call and you win something, and then you never collect it. These are, if you've ever been to Derby Day, it's very crowded. The seats are hard to get. So the fact that we have seats here, I want them to go to somebody who actually is going to use them. So I tell you what, John, would this work if I ask however many people want to call in and explain to me why they want to go and, you know, have some horse knowledge, and I'll ask them on the break? Can I do that? Can I talk to them on the break?
Yeah. And we'll just, you want to line them up?
Yeah, we'll line them up, and then when we go to break, I'll do a quick interview with everybody, and then the three I like best, you get the tickets. 713-780-3776. Some knowledge of horse racing, the fact that you like going out there, will be requirements, and you're going to have to hold on for a couple minutes. Your chance to win 4 seats to the Kentucky Derby on Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park.
That is Beth's car on the road, because Trey's in it.
Oh.
Beth let Trey drive the car.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Trey is...
poor guy who saw Beth's car thinking, oh, that's Beth.
Nope, this is a juggalo.
Oh, man. Oh,
honk, honk and say hi to Trey.
Yeah, all right.
Don't distract Trey while he's driving that
car. No. So he'll be like, I don't know where to go next.
No, but Trey is a car guy. I trust him to drive.
Yeah, I just don't know where he's going to wind up.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, 713-780-3776. You got to hold on through the break, and then I'll come through and talk to everybody and pick three people. And if I like all 7 of you, I'll just pick them at random. So there you go. Yeah, so that explains it. So, yes, that is Beth's car. God, that would be scary if you thought, hey, man, this must be that.
Ooh, it's that chick we always hear on the radio.
I didn't know she was a redhead.
Hey, roll your window down. Oh, you've got red hair and a beard.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work.
Not what I was expecting.
But yeah, Beth will be joining us at 6:15, and she will be on the live stream, so you'll get a chance. And yeah, this was it's going to be fun Saturday. I just want to get to the damn race day. If I can just live until then. Tomorrow sucks. I've got all kinds of stuff all day long. By Friday, it lightens up a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we shall see. 281, is there even three people in Houston that pay attention to or watch horse racing? Yeah. 281.
Well, on Derby Day, yeah.
On Derby Day, everybody does. That's why those tickets are hard to get. That's why everybody's already lined up to get them. So, you know, just because you don't care doesn't mean that people don't.
Yeah, and people always care about horse racing for 2 days a year, and sometimes they care about it for a third day.
Yep, yep.
That's everybody. Like, even I'll watch the Kentucky Derby, assuming it's on when I'm, like, around a TV.
Yeah.
But I won't bet on it because I'm not a good handicapper. When I do bet, I just follow Fred's. That's the one thing that I'll follow blindly on. I typically hate doing that, but sometimes I'll throw some money down on what Fred tells me to. But even if I don't have any financial interest in it, I still don't mind tuning in and watching that race.
And yeah, and listen, I know that it's not a mainstream deal, but I also know that this time of year people care. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I showed AJ my list of stuff I had to get done this week, and my list wouldn't have tripled today if people didn't care about it, and at least for this one day. And on top of that, you know, the reality is, I mean, we wouldn't be on air if not for Sam Houston Race Park. That's how we started. So maybe you should just lighten the F up. How's that? 713-780-ESPN is your number. So
this show's going by really fast.
It really is. It really is. I think it's just going by faster than yesterday's. All right, so if you're on hold, stay on hold. I'm going to come to you, talk to you for a few seconds on the break. What I want you to do is convince me why you deserve the four tickets. I'm going to give you 15 to 20 seconds to make your case. And if you don't make a good case, I'm just going to say thanks for playing, or I'll just ask you to continue holding, and then we'll pick three. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all. I don't need to read this. Just go to Sportsmap. It's got good stuff. Follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU. One of my favorite things to do every day is post 55 stories to SportsMap, because that's kind of what I do. And it's a damn good website. Go check it out.
Yeah, love it. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah, make sure you're following us on Twitter.
And when I write something, click on it.
Yeah, because it's going to be AJ Day on Friday.
That's right.
And he needs to rally because, you know, it's kind of turned into the Fowler-Zerline-Creighton show. I need you to pick it up.
I do what I can.
I need the people to represent and check out AJ's stuff, because I need him to close the gap. But of course, technically, if you finish in the top four, you're still going to win because I'm not eligible.
I might not finish in the top four, though.
Yeah, no. You're hanging around. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, I had a bunch of other good stuff, and then I got here and saw this on Twitter. And it's just too good. Where we go to England, which is the Florida of Europe, where a 19-year-old mother has been jailed for 11 years. She stabbed her occasional boyfriend as they had sexual intercourse after texting him to say men should only be used as human sacrifice. 19-year-old Zoe Adams dressed up as a clown and put a pillow over Kieran Berwick's head. That sounds like such a English name, Kieran Berwick. to make their encounter more exhilarating. In what she described as an overreaction, she whispered, "Trust me," to the then 17-year-old Bewick before stabbing him 5 times in the chest, arm, and thigh with a 10-inch knife.
That sounds like a movie.
Collapsing his lung.
But guys will do anything if they think they can have sex.
Yeah, yeah, they'll pretty much...
They're like, oh,
okay, I mean, you're going to dress up like a clown, okay.
They weigh that. Everything out in their head. You're like, okay, this chick, she's holding a knife. She's probably not really going to stab me. You weigh out like the probability of her stabbing you versus the probability that you could have sex with her.
Is there going to be a human sacrifice? I just assume she's sacrificing me to, you know...
Like, you think that's kind of like filthy sex talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You're going to be you're being sacrificed to the god of her orgasm.
Well, apparently, having seized Adam's iPhone, the court heard of images she had saved on the device, which included a blood-soaked woman with the caption, "Murder is just like a bag of chips. You can't stop after just one."
Oh, boy.
The device also had a text message to her victim reading, "I don't think about males unless said male is strapped up and being used as a human sacrifice. You should be grateful you are not a part of it."
I feel like she should go to prison.
She has 11 years.
11 years?
Yeah.
Did this guy die?
No, no. Adams claimed she could not remember the incident, but the judge said her cruel and sadistic actions were deliberately intended to cause harm to her victim.
He was 17?
Yeah, at the time of the attack. He added that she...
I got to be honest, 11 years seems really light.
It's England. You know, they let you get away with more there.
Man.
Apparently, the kid is afraid of clowns, and he had declined her earlier suggestion to be tied up. The pillow was a compromise. Yeah. He said he struggled to sleep since the attack, which left him with the injury to his lung and pneumonia. I struggle with the knowledge that someone I generally cared about would do this to me. I am convinced she planned it. It wasn't personal. She was going to do it to someone, and it just happened to be me. Strangely, that makes it easier to deal with.
I guess so.
Yeah. But that's your Zad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zad Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, man. First off, how many 17-year-old, quote, fantasy novelists are there out there? He's a fantasy novelist. He's 17.
There's one.
I have to admit, she's kind of my flavor.
Yeah?
Redhead.
Well, yeah. Covered in blood, too.
That helps. But she said, "I did stab him, but I overreacted." She dismissed the evidence on her mobile phone as a joke.
You can't really joke about human sacrifices when you...
You take a knife to a dude and put a pillow over his head.
Someone.
Yeah. So, there you go. Interesting. To say the least. 7-1. What?
No, I mean, that's just such an odd story. It's weird.
See, AJ,
I can't believe it's only 11 years. I feel like that should be 30 years.
I mean, he lived, and he's kind of a punk-looking dude, so.
Well, listen.
Yeah. It's 'cause the guy's saying he had it coming or anything, but Peter said he thought AJ sang that song live. LOL.
Sometimes I do.
Because he's watching on the stream. You sing along with it.
Yeah. The first time I sang it, I sang it live. Like, that's a live version, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Lloyd, who was one of the guys who won the tickets, you need to call back, dude, because you hung up.
Whoops.
Yeah.
What are the odds that Lloyd realized about halfway through the phone call he wasn't going to be able to make it?
No, I think he just accidentally hung up and then tried to call back, but the lines were, we had guys on hold who won. So.
Gotcha.
Seems there are a lot of holes in that relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, touch of the cutter. Nice. Nice. Yeah, Longhorn Dimitri says, sounds like a couple of my ex-wives. And then Daniel, and then we'll close the book on this. Do you think the victim tried to punch the clown to save his life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have in that situation. Yeah. Yeah, self-defense.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy companies out there, and there's a lot of, they all have their own wild offers that they throw at you. Some will say, hey, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. We'll give you free nights. We'll give you a $600 cash bonus. list goes on. And the reason why those companies have to offer things like that is because they're pulling the wool over your eyes. And they're not looking to lose money on you, I promise. They're not looking to give you anything for free. You might have fallen for one of those offers, and months later you're going to find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. You know where that never happens? Ever? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest pricing and good, honest electricity from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for a discounted rate. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.